Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my opportunity to play for you some of my favorite songs and other little things that I think are interesting, which I call Wombats, poems, jokes, stories, perhaps an interview here and there. Today, I'm going to be playing just a bunch of favorites. These songs, often I try not to play a song too close together. If I played it a week or so earlier, I won't play it again for a while. This time, I didn't restrict myself at all. I just went through the list of songs and picked out some of my all-time favorites. And this is sort of the New Year's show, I guess you'd call it, with all the special songs. Anyway, I like these songs. The first one is probably the song I've played most often on the show. This is called Spanish Dancer by Patti Scialfa. She wrote the song and recorded it, and I think it's a wonderful song. Here is Patti Scialfa with Spanish Dancer.
Steps I follow when he comes near. A red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Still like that Spanish dancer, I roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of. Some fantastic tool that you should never be worthy of. But all those illusions trip and fall. He is just a man after all. Just like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them. Just
That was Patti Scialfa singing Spanish Dancer from 1993. The next song is by Nickel Creek. Nickel Creek is a trio, a brother and a sister. The brother and sister are Sarah Watkins on fiddle and vocals, and brother Sean Watkins on guitar and bass player. The third member is Chris Thiel playing mandolin. And they were discovered around 1989 by Alison Krauss, who was their producer and coach. This song, Sweet Afton, was recorded in 2000. I just heard it last year, and it immediately became one of my all-time favorites. It's one of the gentlest songs I've ever heard, and also a song that I hope to learn and be able to perform. So coming up is Sweet Afton.
How wanting is gathering sweet flowers. She stems like clear waves. So gently sweet after among my green breast, so gently sweet river, the theme of my lays. My Mary's asleep by thy murmuring stream, soft though gently sweet after, disturb not her dream.
That was Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek. Whoops. Jumped ahead of me there. The next song is one of my favorites from a country music tradition. It's called Till I'm Too Old to Die Young. And it's by Mo Bandy from 1987. He wasn't very interested in music till he was an adult. He was a rodeo rider. And then he kind of got caught up in the whole thing. And this is one of his big hits. He has a few, I guess. Mo Bandy singing Until I'm Too Old to Die Young. I like the idea. One of the lines is, I want to see my children grow to see what they become. And I've had that privilege. I've lived long enough. I'm too old to die young and glad of it. And now I've got grandchildren, two grandsons, Marshall and Owen. And I wish I could live long enough to see what they become. But that's not a gift given to many grandparents. You have to be a young grandparent to do that. But I already see what they're becoming, and I enjoy it. So this song speaks to me. It's called Till I'm Too Old to Die Young by Mo Bandy from 1987.
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun, and I pray that I don't feel chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
That was Till I'm Too Old to Die Young by Mo Bandy. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. We're near the town of Abingdon, which is not exactly a large town, population around 8,000. The nearest city is Bristol, Virginia. Bristol, Virginia in Tennessee, the state line runs down the middle, which is not a very large city. The Tri-Cities area is near us. It's Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, and Johnson City, Tennessee, and Kingsport, Tennessee. But all together, all three cities combined, and all the population around them, maybe 150,000 people, maybe if you stretch it. We're not exactly in a highly populated area. The nearest big city is Charlotte, and that's about 3 hours away, a little over 3 hours. Roanoke is a couple hours, but Roanoke's not large, so we're really out here. And this gives us a chance to see things a little bit differently sometimes, at least I think it does. Anyway, that's where what you're listening to, and Wombats in Music is my chance to play my favorite songs and occasional wombats. Coming up is what I think is a wombat. This is a humorous song from 1987. It's called, let's see, mail. I don't know what year it's from, to tell you the truth. Hello, Mudda, Hello, Fada. It's by Alan Sherman. I think it was in the 70s. Hello, Mudda, Hello, Fada. It's a summer song about the kid going off to camp, and I get a kick out of it. I would definitely say it's a wombat. There's no question in my mind in that it's an oddball thing. So here's Alan Sherman.
Mudda, hello, fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. No, I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Mudda Fada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home. I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mudda, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mudda Fada, kindly disregard this letter.
That was Alan Sherman singing Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, a summer camp song. The next song is a new one to me. It's called Torn. Now, often I only play songs on here that I really like, and then I can understand the words. I don't hear so well to start with, but also a lot of the modern songs, a lot of the more recent songs, the music is loud and covers up the words and the number of voices singing, and it's difficult for me to figure out exactly what they're saying. So I tend not to choose those songs unless the melody, the music just completely grips me. Well, this is kind of an example of that. I can understand the words at times, and I did print them out and look at them, and they're good words. It's by Natalie Imbruglia. The name of the song is Torn, and I heard it, I think, in a movie or a TV show, and wrote down some words and looked it up and found it. And I don't know why I like it, to be honest with you. The fact that I can't hear all the words clearly means that it's not the meaning of the song that's getting to me. I think maybe it's the rhythm, the harmonies, or something. In any case, this is Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. I assume it's from 2010. I assume it's recent. I really should look it up and find out. But in any case, this is Natalie.
He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry.
So that was Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. That's Imbruglia. And if you go on YouTube and look up the video for this song, the one that has her in it, It's an interesting video. First of all, she looks to be about 18. Now, she could be in her early 20s, but she just looks terribly young and innocent, and she's looks straight into the camera in some sort of piercing way. And the video is surreal. They're on a set that's being rebuilt and taken down while they're there, and there's a young man who comes up, and they're obviously some chemistry between them, and they're sort of trying to develop a romance in the context of the song, but the director, or the person playing the part, keeps interfering and moving them and having them change, move over here, sit here, stand up, do this. So it's a strange, very modern sort of video, which is disorienting in a way, but it goes well with the song. So that was Natalie Imbruglia. Now, the next song, you definitely will hear the words. In fact, this is the example of I like to hear the words. This is called Ring on My Hand by Darryl Purpose. Another person who got into singing late, he was a card counter in Las Vegas for a while and then took up acoustic music and I think wrote this song, Ring on My Hand. It's how some people feel about getting married, I guess, is the best way to put it. And I could tell a few stories about it, but I won't, not right now. But I think it catches a lovely feeling between two people. Ring on My Hand by Darryl Purpose, around 1996, I think.
I awoke from my sleep. 'Twas the first day of living. Fresh dew lay light o'er the land. Put on my shirt and I pull up my sleeve, and look, there's a ring on my hand. Where before both my arms had been wildly flailing for the want of a worthy command, both steady and sure. Can't you see there's a ring on my hand?
That was Ring on My Hand by Darryl Purpose from 1996. A truly beautiful song. And the other side of that, you know, so many songs are sad songs. So many songs are about the loss of a romance or a love or something like that. And the ring on my hand is one side. And I had a ring on my hand once, a wedding ring. And the other side of that picture is when you have to take that ring off. I don't know how it is from all different sides of that experience, you know, if it's your choice or if you're forced to do it. I mean, I have my experience. But I can tell you that the strength of the emotion that he's describing about having a ring on your hand can be equally powerful when you have to take the ring off. And so that's Darryl Purpose. As I mentioned to you earlier, I'm playing just favorites that I may have played even recently, and that is going to give quite a variety, because my favorites tend to bounce around. We just heard Ring on My Hand by Darryl Purpose, a very quiet, sort of peaceful song. And now we're moving to Highway Junkie by Chris Knight. This is country rock, I guess. And it's about a truck driver who's got a broken heart, and he's trying just to drive it away by driving. And I got it from a movie I saw. The movie was called Space Truckers from 1996. And this was kind of the theme song in the background. These were guys driving big spaceships across delivering freight. But they really were just very much like truck drivers, doing the same kind of job, alone for many hours. And so this was a song playing in the background as the guy is driving his spaceship off to deliver some freight.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I keep on moving, I keep on moving on down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I was 10 miles out of Nashville, done by 91. State folk pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" King of the road. We'll be right back.
That was Highway Junkie by Chris Knight. Moving on to another country song. This is from last year. It was in the movie Crazy Heart. It was kind of the theme song from Crazy Heart. It's called The Weary Kind. And it's kind of the song of life is tough sometimes, but you gotta just keep going. And I like the movie Crazy Heart, although I didn't see that it should get an Academy Award. But I wish I'd heard the song first, because the song catches, I think, what they were trying to portray in the movie of somebody who was just down and out, but pushing hard to stay in the game. I didn't get that from the movie during the first part, not until I heard the song. It was just more of somebody who was down and out and wasn't going anywhere. But when I heard the song, The Weary Kind, sung by Ryan Bingham, I got it. So this is from 2009, actually. The Weary Kind, sung by Ryan Bingham.
Heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. How this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. And this ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try. Hearts on the loose. You rolled him sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
That was The Weary Kind, sung by Ryan Bingham. I've been there. You've probably been there. When you just feel like it's hardly worth pushing on. And he says, pick up your crazy heart and try it one more time. that's what you got to do. The next song is by Bob Dylan. It's a classic called Knocking on Heaven's Door. In 1973, there was a movie called Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. And they asked Bob Dylan to write a theme song for it. And it was about a dying deputy. And you'll hear the story in this song. I've played it a number of times on my show. I think it's one of my favorites. Of course, all these songs are my favorites. But this one especially. I'd never heard it before a year or so ago, and now I play it often. So this is Knocking on Heaven's Door. Oh, by the way, the Grateful Dead liked this song, and they used to close their show. Every show, they closed with Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. But this is Bob Dylan singing his own composition, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. Monday nights at 7 p.m., we'll play my favorite songs and occasional wombats. Wombats are oddball things, pieces of poetry, jokes, stories. And so hang in, and we'll have a few wombats coming up soon. Not tonight, but soon. I've got a list. And I have a student here on campus who's volunteered to help me. So we might do some interesting things, read some poetry. We'll see. Next song is a classic. It's from the 50s. It's by Wilbert Harrison. It's called Kansas City, and a true classic. It was adopted by Kansas City as their official song. It's been recorded by many artists. 12th Street and Vine, which is a location mentioned in the song, is now a park in Kansas City. They've commemorated it. It's famous for this because of this song. So this is a great, one of my all-time greats, Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. Harrison, truly a classic. And moving on now to another classic from a more recent vintage. This is a Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. I often mention that I'm not really that much into poetry. Reading poetry has never been that exciting to me. Some of the adventure stories, some of the more Rudyard Kipling type things, I can get into, and occasionally other things, but a lot of times It just doesn't do it. But music with words is poetry. It's just a different kind of poetry. And sometimes the words just do wonders for me. This one, a total eclipse of the heart. What a great phrase. I mean, the eclipse of the sun, eclipse of the moon, but eclipse of the heart. It's like the heart just got blasted out of existence, covered over, no more feeling. So this song has been recorded by a number of artists. Bonnie Tyler is a recording I like quite a bit, and I'm going to play it for you now. And I think she may have had the biggest hit from it, but I'm not sure. There were a couple of people that got big hits out of this song.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely, and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Something wise.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit helpless, and I'm lying like a child in your arms.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit angry, and I know I've got to get out and cry.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, but then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
only falling apart. There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. How about lines like, living in a powder keg, giving off sparks. Once upon a time I was falling in love, and now I'm only falling apart. Ah, those are great lines. Well, that's the end of the show. That's our last song for tonight. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from WEHC-FM 90.7 in Emory and Henry College, Virginia. Emory, Virginia. We're your family and community station, and wish you all a good night, and wish you all to keep doing what I think we do best, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.